year with the changeup?
Just the comfort level to throw it. I think it didn't get called, not that often last year, just because my fastball slider was a pretty good combo, and we didn't want to mess with it too much. But by that same token, I don't want to become too predictable and just become a two-pitch guy. If I know I have a good changeup and I can throw it, it's just a matter of throwing it and making it consistent.
Have you changed the way you throw it?
No. I haven't changed the way I throw it. Just trying to gain confidence in throwing it, like a fastball, and just having the confidence in the grip that it's going to do what it should do.
The one you liked, was that the strikeout pitch, or was that a slider?
That was a slider. That was a strikeout pitch. Actually, both of them were sliders, but the changeup that I did like had the movement I wanted. I needed to start it up a little higher.
How many did you throw changeups?
I threw three changeups.
Is spring training confidence in your changeup different than regular season confidence in your changeup?
No, I don't think so. It's if you feel comfortable throwing a pitch in spring, then there shouldn't be anything that changes when you get into game mode. Obviously, you'll have a little more adrenaline and there's a little more excitement, so it's harder to kind of concentrate, but it should be the same. And I try to take even a spring training inning the same way I would take an inning during the season.
Do you feel, even with the lack of game work in spring, do you feel that you're going to be fine going into the season?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. I think I still am scheduled for another five more games. So, I'm sure within that I can iron out everything and keep it going and hopefully, get off to a good start.
Where did the idea come from for you to kind of take a break? I know you're throwing minor league games and bullpens before that, but was that something you decided to come up with?
No, it was Pap and John kind of came to me just because bullpen sessions and everything for me are a little more intense than most guys, just because I'm 0 to 100. There's no really in between for me. So the way they kind of saw the ball coming out and everything was going well, they kind of wanted to just slow me down a little bit and really focus on the changeup part of it. So I was all for it.
Was you surprised to hear it though when they came up with that suggestion?
Not too much, because I'd been thinking about it a little bit, that I want to work on changeups and going minor league games, just because I don't have to worry about, I can throw 30 changeups if I wanted to and not, when I come in and give it up a 10 spot, people are like, well, what's wrong with you? And I can just say, well, look, I was just working on a certain pitch, and it allows me to just focus on that one pitch and not have any other distractions.
Is a changeup something that you want to use as a weapon, or something that you want to just kind of have so it's in the back of the hitter's minds that there's something else you can go to?
I think both. If I can show it to them at any count and it's in the back of their head, then it only helps me, because now I can choose between three pitches instead of two, and it's giving them I won't give them as much of an advantage.
They say that guys who used to be position players who become pitchers really, really like throwing the changeup because they remember how hard it was to hit.
It's just a tough pitch to square up. Even if it's not doing a whole lot, but if you take enough off it, it's hard to square something up when your whole body's out in front.